Jim Bentley with probably the best away win of the season for you, Jim. 1-0 at Port Vale.
Well, I think so. On paper, it is a side who've done very well this season. A good, strong outfit. Good manager who knows what football's all about. I've watched them a couple of times this year, either live or on the box. Got players who can hurt you. They've got the top scorer in the ranks. And to come away with a 1-0 victory, clean sheet, it's absolutely fabulous. And to do it with the last 20-25 minutes with 10 men as well just makes it all the sweeter, really.
Great goal there from Luis Alessandro. Perhaps not just the goal because of the mistake by the goalkeeper, but the move to get there for Gary McDonald's cross and Luis Alessandro's final finish.
Yeah, that's right. I think the homework that we did right through the week leading up to after the Aldershot match, we knew that we'd had to stop their strengths. I thought Andy Parrish and Andy Wright were very strong, disciplined. Unfortunately for Andy Wright, he picked up a second book and got sent off. But we knew that we could exploit one or two weaknesses in their side as well. And we'd worked on being strong and disciplined and hitting them on the break. And I think we did that a couple of times today. It was an ideal away performance. Great movement for the goal. Little bit of luck because Neil's dropped it. But, Louis's on the spot to put it in. So it's great that he'll get the headlines because he scored the goal. But it was a great move. And, a couple of other times in the game that we broke and we could have maybe had one or two more. At the other end, we knew that we'd have to work hard. We'd have to defend when we called upon. We'd have to be disciplined. Certainly had to show loads of determination and togetherness. And players playing slightly out of position. I think Will Aynon's played three positions today and put a great shift in again for us. And right throughout the team, absolutely proud of every one of them. And it was a great day for us.
Four wins out of five now. And you're probably 5 points now from safety, which is fantastic from where you were a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. I'm probably biased, but I had the advantage of looking at every DVD after the game. We've done all right this season. I think we've played good football when we can. Pitch is a little bit difficult now. We work extremely hard. They're a fit, honest bunch that I've got. Love coming into training every day. Me and the staff and the players alike. We've worked very hard and I keep going on. I could have studied and it's a fine dividing line that I'm going on about. It's a fine dividing line again today. We've rolled our luck. We've got the all-important goal. They've had chances. We've had chances. Their keeper's been worked. Our keeper's been worked. But fortunately, we've just come out with a 1-0 victory. But, I still believe that we're in a slightly false position. I think that we could be a little bit higher. I don't think we have got what we've deserved this season. People say you get it over the season. I say to people, anyone who speaks to me about football, and as I say, I might be biased, but I do think that we're a better side than our league table shows. But we've got the win today. We're on a good run. We've lost, unfortunately, against Exeter, which is a 4-month unbeaten home record. That's out the window now. But, we're getting some good results recently. But we just go from game to game and keep trying to improve, keep working hard, keep trying to get the right players in who are going to improve us in time. It is a difficult league. But we're not a bad side and we've proven that today when, everything was against us. I don't think anyone in the country would have given us a chance of winning today. But I said to the lads before the game, anyone's capable of beating anyone. You are a good side. You've won the last two away from home. Why can't you win today? And they've gone out and done it for us.